It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. My new best friend, Todd Fritz.
Yeah.
Here in the man cave. I yelled at Todd this morning.
I hate that.
I know, but it was a reminder. I just said you got to turn down the sound on some of the other TV monitors.
If you would have said it like that, then I probably would have handled it a lot better than the way you did say it.
But I had told you one other time, Todd, you got to turn down the TVs.
You should only have to say it once.
Yes, and then I said, Todd, you can't do that. It's imperative you turn down the monitors.
Because lawsuits and all kinds of harm.
And then you went silent on me, and I went out there like 2 minutes ago. I said, come on, let's go.
I moped.
I know. I said, you can't. It's Monday.
I was actually going to leave, but that would be really unprofessional to get that upset. So I'm still here.
Welcome to the program. Already in progress, as you can tell. Best and worst of the weekend. Your chance to be a part of the program. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle is at DP Show. Speaking of DP Show, you can go to danpatrick.com. No-brainer gifts. You still have time up until December 18th. T-shirts, hoodies, the 2021 calendar, and a whole lot more at danpatrick.com. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. Say good morning to our great radio affiliates. We're up over 375 cities around America. And also our great TV partner, Peacock, where you can watch for free all 3 hours. Download the app. A lot to get to today. We got football tonight. The Ravens in Cleveland, and the Ravens are 3-point favorites. Bills handled the Steelers last night. Jalen Hurts wins his debut, but is he going to be the starting quarterback against the Cardinals next weekend? Washington wins again, and it's getting kind of interesting there in the NFC East. Peter King will join us coming up in a little bit. The Eagles needed to try something yesterday against the Saints. With their season slipping away, they benched Carson Wentz for Jalen Hurts. And he looked good. The Eagles got a surprising win over the Saints. Hurts' numbers were good, but that only tells part of the story. What I found was kind of the aftershocks of what I saw when they played Green Bay. It felt like he was lifting a team, like truly lifting a team. Like they seemed to be playing with a different kind of energy. Like there was something there that was tangible. And, you know, the run game returned. The receivers stepped up. They made plays. The defense pitched a shutout in the first half against the New Orleans Saints. But this felt like this is New Orleans formula. Because with Drew Brees out, you know, the defense has stepped up, and the new quarterback, whether it was Teddy Bridgewater last year, or Taysom Hill this year. Sean Payton 8-0 with backup quarterbacks over the last two seasons. But the Eagles rallied behind Hurts. He didn't get sacked, didn't throw an interception, ran for over 100 yards. Eagle fans got to be excited about what they saw yesterday. And you would expect Doug Peterson, the Eagles head coach, to be so excited. And he can't wait to tell you that, yes, Jalen Hurts is going to be my quarterback against the Cardinals next Sunday. Instead, he said this.
Is Jalen your starter next week? And if so, what will the challenge be, you know, now that more tape is out on him?
I'm going to enjoy this one. I'm going to go home and relax and be with my family tonight and enjoy this win and get ready for the week.
Okay. Oh, boy, that inspires you, right? Now, I know he wants to. This is gamesmanship, I'm sure. That's what I'm going to be told. He doesn't want to let the Cardinals know who they're facing. Okay, the Cardinals defense faces Kyler Murray. They know what this type of quarterback is like. Although Kyler Murray is a better quarterback, more dangerous. But this isn't going to be a big surprise. Like, the surprise will be if you have Carson Wentz starting in this game. Jalen Hurts played well. Once these defensive coordinators get more tape on Jalen Hurts, then it's going to be different. Then they're going to say, Jalen, let's see if you can beat us from the pocket. Because the Saints allowed Jalen Hurts to run as much as he wanted to, it felt like yesterday. That's not going to continue. It doesn't. All the great quarterbacks, it doesn't continue. Because whether you're Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, RG3, Michael Vick, eventually you don't run as much as you once did. And that's because usually either you get injured and or you get a little bit smarter. But what I saw with Jalen Hurts yesterday was really, really good. And it was different than Carson Wentz. And right now you need something different from Carson Wentz, because that team is looking around going, man, we're stale. That was a fun performance by the Eagles yesterday. And Jalen Hurts did this against arguably the number one defense in football. He looked really good against a very good Saints defense. And also, not getting sacked. Remember Carson Wentz with that offensive line and the receivers? And I mean, you can make those excuses. There were no excuses needed yesterday. He didn't get sacked. He threw the ball away. He didn't hold on to it. That's the rookie mistake. Rookies always want to hold on, or young quarterbacks, they want to hold on and try to make a play because they're so used to doing that in high school and college. You can't do that in the NFL. You eventually have to throw and live to see another play. Throw it away. But what he did yesterday, that was very impressive and not easy. But I can't imagine Doug Peterson's going to go, yeah, Jalen looked okay, but we're going to get Carson Wentz back in there. I don't want you to name Jalen Hurts your starter the rest of the regular season. But you do have a true quarterback controversy. There are times we try to manufacture this in the media. Now you have a real one. Because keep in mind, this team can still win the division. Here you have, they're 4-8-1. A win on Sunday against Arizona and a Washington loss to Seattle means the Eagles would have would be a half game behind Washington. And then Washington plays at Philadelphia week 17. That could decide the division. Doug Peterson has big decisions to make, because you can still win a division and host a playoff game. And if you can beat arguably the best team in the NFC at home, you might be able to take that first round, you know, victory. Depending on who you're hosting, you're not going to be afraid of anybody. At least I wouldn't be. Now you can say, well, Taysom Hill in there instead of Drew Brees. Okay, that doesn't explain the defense for the Saints, because Jalen Hurts, they should have been up 20-0 at halftime. Missed a field goal there at the very end. But if you're Philadelphia, dare to dream. Fly, Eagles, fly. Absolutely. Certainly in the NFC East. This program is brought to you by 1-800-Flowers. There's so many great gifts here in time for the holidays if you can't be there in person. Peppermint roses. Right now, you can get 12 peppermint roses, an extra half dozen roses, and a vase free to order. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter code Patrick. McLovin, what's the poll question today?
Before I give you the poll, can I just make an official statement for all Philadelphia natives? They better go Jalen Hurts. I mean, do you really think there's a chance they'd go back to Carson this year?
Well, it depends on how he plays or if he gets injured. But if I'm Doug Peterson and what I saw yesterday against the Saints, I want to ride the momentum. I just want to see what is there. And my point when I said, I don't know how many weeks ago, sit Carson Wentz down because he's losing confidence. And, you know, there's a whole lot going on here. And probably a whole lot more going on behind the scenes. But I also want to know, what do I have in Jalen Hurts? I spent a second-round draft pick on Jalen Hurts. What do I have? That's all. Now, you're going to be trading Carson Wentz maybe in the offseason, maybe. But, you know, in the meantime, I want to know if I'm trading him, the person who is succeeding him is real. Like, this is not just a one-off or a couple of games. Is Jalen Hurts in every week, week in and week out starter in the NFL? And that's what I'd be trying to figure out while in the process, maybe winning the division. So I got to figure this out if I'm Doug Peterson and management of what they're going to do with what happens to Jalen Hurts the next couple of weeks will probably dictate what happens to Carson Wentz. But I'm not going back to Carson Wentz. Not unless I absolutely positively have to. Yes, McLeod.
All right, let's jump ahead to this poll question. Where is Carson Wentz week one next year? I'll give you ESPN's top four landing spots. The Niners, the Broncos, the Patriots, the Colts, or the Eagles? Colts is being number one.
Yeah, I understand the Colts. I brought that up weeks ago with Frank Reich and reuniting with him. And, you know, but is Philip Rivers going to want to play another season? Will they want to have him back for another season? And do you want to... I mean, you don't have to give up much for Carson Wentz. At least it doesn't feel like that. I mean, what are you going to give, a late first or a couple of second-round picks maybe for him? You're going to do Philadelphia sort of a favor taking that salary off their hands. But I'll go Colts just because I said that weeks ago that that's where I thought he would end up reunited with Frank Reich. What else do you have?
Okay, it's Monday, and that means it's NFL MVP question time. Oh, there was chatter last night. You couldn't avoid hearing it. Yeah. I'll give you Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Josh Allen back in the conversation.
I will commend Josh Allen because I've been critical of Josh Allen when he started his career. It felt like he was athletic but had no clue how to play quarterback. And he's come up with some big wins. That's a big win against that Pittsburgh team. But I'm not surprised about Buffalo. I'm surprised about the Steelers. You know, what I see with Buffalo, I think Buffalo understands who they are. I don't know if the Steelers know who they are right now because that's a good defense. They don't run the football. And I'm not quite sure about Ben Roethlisberger. And I said at the beginning of the year, I found them the most fascinating team, but it all hinged on Ben Roethlisberger. They're not potent. That offense looks soft. It just doesn't, there's no oomph there. And, you know, they got receivers who can't hang on to the football. Like at an alarming rate, cannot hold on to the football. No running game. And it just feels like if you put any defense out there for an extended period of time, they're going to be taken advantage of. And Josh Allen, completion percentage, like he looks sharper out there, and he's got good receivers, Stephon Diggs, and you know, Buffalo is obviously going to be a tough out. But I got questions about Pittsburgh. I really do, because right now they're wounded. They've had some bad wins. They obviously had bad losses, but they've won a couple of games, and you go, that didn't look good at all. But if you're going to give the MVP this week, this Monday, I'd give it to Aaron Rodgers just because Mahomes didn't look good, but Kansas City showed you that even if Mahomes doesn't play well, which should be scary for the rest of the NFL, they can still win a game against Miami. That's a playoff caliber team and a very good defense. And they did a number on Patrick Mahomes. What else do you have, McLovin?
Okay, I'll let you do the choices, but I want to ask if there's anyone outside the final, the top four in college football who have a real chance of getting into the final four with like Texas A&M, Cincinnati, Iowa State, Coastal Carolina, Indiana.
No.
Is there a chance? Is there a fifth team that's even worth putting in a poll, or is it going to be those four teams?
I guess Texas A&M because they're five, but I don't know if people look at them and go, got to get them in, or it'd be a travesty if they don't get in. Because if this plays out where Alabama wins, Clemson wins, I think only if Clemson would blow out Notre Dame, but then that'd be one loss for Notre Dame. And you'd already beaten Clemson. It feels like Notre Dame, Clemson, and Alabama are going to be in. And then what kind of performance is Ohio State going to have against Northwestern? If they play a close game, they barely win, I guess. But I just – Coastal Carolina, nice parting gifts. We keep trying to prop up Iowa State. They played well late in the season. Okay. Cincinnati, nice parting gifts for you. It doesn't feel like there's that team where you go, we've got to have them in, unless it's, you know, Texas A&M. What else do you have?
Did you mention USC in there, by the way?
Oh, God. You know,
are they in the picture?
No. If this was Washington State that was 5-0, would we be saying, wow, what about Washington State? I mean, USC, all right, you beat UCLA. I don't think they're that good. I think they have some talent. It's USC. There's pedigree there. But if this was another team in the Pac-12, I don't know if we'd give them a second look. But it's USC. You know, maybe they end up top 10 team, but I don't think they're a final four by any stretch of the imagination. 877-3DP show, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Best and worst of the weekend, as we always do, your phone calls, what you liked, you didn't like. Peter King will join us coming up. And a little bit later on, Sal Palantonio covers the Eagles. We'll get Sal Pal's thoughts as well. We'll hear from John Gruden. Who else? Dan Mullen, the Florida head coach.
Ooh.
And I know. Patrick Mahomes. And by the way, I mentioned the Pittsburgh Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. Here's Roethlisberger after the loss last night.
We've lost two. We're facing some adversity, but we're not hitting the panic button. You know, offensively, we're not very good. And right now, we're not playing good football, and it starts with me. We all need to look in the mirror. And like I said, it starts with me and understand that we all need to be better. You know, I think that we will be. I think this is a team that's got a lot of resilience, that is resilient and understands what it takes to win football games and understands what time of year it is, and that the way we're playing right now is unacceptable.
Wouldn't it be great if he says, hey, we're hitting the panic button? You know, there's certain comments where you go, if it was flipped, then it would be great. Hey, I have no idea what we're doing. We're hitting the panic button.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm freaking out right now.
Man, we're in trouble. Like, that would be great. You know, when you hear coach goes in or quarterback goes in, and we're not hitting the panic button here. It'd be great if you heard to the contrary. Yeah, McLovin.
When Ben says it starts with me, I speak Ben, and that means it's not me at all. It's you. You know Ben. Do you think he means that?
That's exactly right.
It's my receiver, Deontay Johnson. Hang on the ball. How many drops does he have? He's got like 12 drops.
12.
Man.
Eric Ebron's not far behind, by the way.
Yeah. And you know, this kid has all the makings. He could be really good. But if you don't catch the football, you're not going to be really good.
Big starting point.
Yeah, it's like, man, he is really talented. He can get open, and he's got great speed. And well, what's the problem? Well, he doesn't hang on the football. That's a problem. Yeah, McLovin.
They showed a lot of highlights of T.J. Watt getting double-teamed. And unlike Aaron Donald, he stopped after he got double-teamed. Like, he couldn't do anything. Did he kind of cost himself in that Defensive Player of the Year contest?
Aaron Donald is the Defensive Player of the Year. Whether he wins it or not, I think he'll join Lawrence Taylor and J.J. Watt as three-time winners here. And he should. T.J. Watt is very good, but Aaron Donald disrupts everything. T.J. Watt, you know, can get to the quarterback. You got to account for him. Aaron Donald is the defensive player of the year. Absolutely, in my opinion. Because it's rare when somebody disrupts everything you do. TJ Watt doesn't disrupt everything you do. Aaron Donald does. All right, phone calls always welcome. We'll settle on a poll question. And the Cleveland Indians, no longer known as the Cleveland Indians. We'll talk to Terry Pluto, the great columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, on the switch. And are they going to stay the tribe? Or are they going to go with cultural differences completely away from that? But Cleveland is changing its nickname. All right, take a break here. Peter King will join us on loan for the Monday Morning Quarterback. And no, it's football morning in America. Shame on me. Old habits die hard, Todd. I'm going to blame you.
You should blame me.
Yes.
Did I put that in a note or something? Now I'm like worried that I screwed something
up.
Let me
see if you did.
I really hope.
Maybe if you had turned down the TV earlier,
yeah,
Dan wouldn't have said that now.
When I yelled over, I said, Todd, what's Peter King? Is he with Football Morning? And then I didn't hear anything from you.
So you just assumed the Good Morning Football column something.
Or, yeah.
It's whatever. Monday, we'll make it up as we go along. We usually do.
All right. Why don't you apologize to Peter when he comes in?
I feel terrible.
Okay. You're going to get yelled at all day today. Okay?
Am I really?
Yeah, I think so.
You know how much I
You're my
that.
Charlie Brown today. I'm Lucy. You're my Charlie
Brown.
It's
Hanukkah. It's the holidays.
No,
it just makes it even worse.
No,
there's no one else here as a buffer. It's just
I know. It's just you and me. So when this microphone goes off and I walk out there, it's just you and me
talking. I can't handle it. I'm just telling you.
20 after the hour. Just getting started on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. If you're in charge of hiring for your business, as I am, and I need a new booker, then you know what you need to
do? What?
What?
Wow, it's even spilling over into the reads, the copy.
What? You can always count on somebody to help you, making hiring easier and faster. ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. When I post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 top job sites. One click. That's all you need. ZipRecruiter has powerful technology, finding the people with the right skills and experience for your job, actively inviting them to apply. And it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get that quality candidate within the very first day. See for yourself. Right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. And, let ZipRecruiter take hiring off your plate so you can focus on what you need to, and that's growing your business. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. They got this Sprinter van now. You could actually win it in Fox Sports Radio's Ultimate Tailgate Rig Sweepstakes. To enter and get official rules, visit foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com by January 24th. And somebody's going to win a Mercedes-Benz van. Sal Palantonio will join us coming up next hour. They really have a quarterback controversy in Philadelphia, which is where we start with Peter King from Good Morning Football. Football Morning in America. I'm going to get it right, Pete. I've got Good Morning Football, Football Morning in America, Monday Morning Football. I apologize. Football Morning
in America. No problem, Dan. Hey, Dan, listen. I don't think the Eagles have a quarterback controversy. What's the controversy? Play Jalen Hurts. Seriously.
Okay.
I thought that was the funniest thing of the weekend when Doug Peterson said after the game, and again this morning on WIP, oh, I really haven't decided or I haven't made up my mind. Doug, let me tell you something. You're not going to be allowed on the team plane to Phoenix on Saturday if you say that Carson Wentz is your quarterback Sunday in Glendale, Arizona.
Here is Doug Peterson, and he won't commit to who his starter is.
Is Jalen your starter next week? And if so, what will the challenge be, you know, now that more tape is out on him?
I'm going to enjoy this one. I'm going to go home and relax and be with my family tonight and enjoy this win and get ready for the week.
Oh, you know, you have all this momentum. You're feeling good. I don't know. Maybe this is gamesmanship, Pete. Maybe he doesn't want to let Arizona know that they might have to get ready for a running quarterback.
No. Dan, Arizona knows. Arizona knows Jalen Hurts is playing. It's just that everybody in the Philadelphia Eagles organization, players, coaches, are walking on eggshells with Carson Wentz. I mean, seriously, if I'm Carson Wentz today, you can't go in the facility, but I'll do a phone call with because Monday and Tuesday facilities are closed around the league. But I do a phone call with Doug Peterson and said, you know, stop being maniacally concerned with my feelings. I'm not a pane of glass. I understand this guy played great. You got to play him. Good. Let's go and win. And I don't know whether he's going to do that or whether he would do that. But the rest of this, I don't know. There was such – this is the biggest win this team has had in a year.
Yeah.
And it was almost like they tied. Did you say, I mean, where was the emotion and the, yeah, baby. Oh, we're back in it. If we win this week and Washington loses, we're a half game out of first place. And Washington's coming to our place in week 17. They're trying to be respectful to Carson Wentz. I appreciate that. But, you know, it's you got to play this kid the rest of the way and see what you have.
What kind of trademark is there, will there be for Carson Wentz?
I think I will be surprised if the Indianapolis Colts are not interested in him. And to what degree, I don't know. It's hard for me to say what his value would be. Would it be a low one? Would it be two twos? I don't know. You know, in the quarterback business, Dan, and again, I am not comparing him at all to Josh Rosen, but Josh Rosen was drafted number 10 one year, and then he was traded for the 45th pick 11 months later. You know, so it's like the new car. You drive it off the lot, it loses 20% of its value. So I don't know. But the most important thing, if I'm Carson Wentz, if at the end of this year I realize that it's over in Philly, and if I'm him, I'm probably hoping that it is, because it's just, it's going to be too hard. But whatever. If at the end of the year that it appears that it's over, if I'm Carson Wentz, particularly when the cap is most likely going down significantly, and if it isn't, it's certainly not going up, I would be as good as I could to the acquiring team and to the Eagles to try to make it happen.
He's Peter King, Football Morning in America. It's must read every Monday morning, recapping what happened over the weekend in the NFL. Watching the Steelers last night, I was not surprised what I saw with Buffalo, but I'm starting to have more and more questions about a team that only has two losses this year. If you were going to describe the Steelers to somebody who didn't watch them last night, how would you describe them?
I mean, I hate to be cliche, but quite honestly, peaked too soon. Okay. And Dan, people are talking about this running game. Well, they got to get the running game going. Dan, over the last 2 months, this team has rushed for 54 yards per game. That's not 2 weeks. That's seven games.
Yeah.
And so this is not something, you know, I saw that, and I assume it's true, but I heard it on one of the shows over the weekend, that Mike Tomlin put his team in pads on Friday, and now he's getting serious. They're going to get the running game going. I mean, good for Tomlin for doing that, really, honestly. But, you know, it's going to take more than the show of putting his team in pads to become a good running team. They're not a good running team. And that really exposes the most interesting thing that Ben Roethlisberger said in what I thought was a very honest post-game press conference. He said, we need to do better at being a more balanced offense. Defense plays pass if you can't run the ball. Okay, so you combine that with the leading team in the NFL in drops, and tell me, what can the Steelers do well on offense now? You simply cannot ask your defense to hold teams to the level of the 76 Steelers to say, okay, you got to hold everybody to 12 points a game or whatever that was. It was absurd that year. But you can't do that in modern football. And so that's why this is not, in my opinion, it's not just a slump with the Steelers. Look, they're lucky. They go to Cincinnati on Sunday. They'll get a little bit well. But the fact is, this team has to play the Colts in week 16 and has to play in Cleveland in week 17 in a game they might need. As absurd as it is, they have gone from a 98% chance in 7 days, a 98% chance to win their division, to if Cleveland wins tonight, it's an 81% chance.
Also factoring in with that defense, losing Devin Bush and Bud Dupree. So it was a formidable defense, but you're losing two of their three biggest impact players, or, you know, two of their four. The game tonight, you mentioned the Ravens and the Browns. How big a game is this?
Well, I mean, you know, look, the crazy thing is, even though you don't want it to happen, the Browns can afford to lose this game, and they're still probably going to be a wild card team. But this is as close to a must game as you can get for Baltimore, if Baltimore wants to make the playoffs. Now, Baltimore could lose and win the last two games and probably get in. But still, the Ravens just have to start playing well, Dan. I mean, they have been so disjointed all year. This is a game for the Baltimore Ravens about playing well and getting momentum if they want to make anything of their season.
With what we've seen with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, they're just sort of hanging around. Hanging around.
I think they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
I really do. I didn't mean to interrupt your question, but the more I think of what we're seeing in the Packers. So, Dan, I had an item in my column this morning about how, you know, I was like so many people this offseason, all right? And I said, okay, the Packers are not going 13-3 again. Yeah. You know, they're just, they've got too many flaws and they didn't do a thing about their receiver position. And I'm not saying I thought they were a fluke last year. I didn't, but I just thought they would come down to earth a little bit. So now they're on track to have the exact same record as last year. And here's the amazing thing that I wrote in my column, that if you look at since Matt LaFleur walked onto campus in Green Bay, regular season and postseason, best records in football, Andy Reid 27-5, Matt LaFleur 24-7. He's second. And so, I mean, what we're seeing now is a program. And as long as Aaron Rodgers is there, he's just the magic man. And as long as Aaron Rodgers is there, I think that he and Matt LaFleur have potential to make beautiful music. And I think Aaron Rodgers, after the game last night, Dan, I thought he said something really smart that I didn't even realize. I didn't know that since he's been there, they've never had home field through the playoffs. And they really want that. Fans or no fans, they want teams coming in to Green Bay on January 17th and on January 24th. In fact, I think they would love it if it was a primetime game on that divisional weekend, just so that it would be colder and hopefully the wind would be blowing sideways.
Well, also, you want to get a warm weather team, Tampa, maybe on the road. The Saints, yeah. A dome team, get them on the road as well.
Sure.
If Arizona, you know, whoever it might be who's going to go there. And I know we love to do a referendum every Monday on MVP. And as much as I've said it was Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes looked mortal yesterday.
Yeah.
And I still go back and I still believe it. There's nobody who's made the position look easier than Aaron Rodgers. To me, right. In the history of the game, he can make it look easier than anybody. That doesn't mean he's the MVP, but it feels like, you know, it's starting to lean a little bit more that way with what you've seen with Aaron Rodgers. If you were voting, like the criteria you would have for MVP is what, Pete?
I think it's the guy who is most invaluable to his team. That's what I think it is. That's what the most valuable player says to me. And hey, Dan, I've thought about this a lot, and I thought about it for a good 15 minutes last night. I sat in my office around 1 a.m. and I really just thought, what did I want to say about the MVP this morning? Because we're getting to the point where you're going to have to make a decision 3 weeks from now. And I wrote, I think the MVP is pretty close to a Mahomes-Rodgers toss-up. And that's how I see it. I think it's the MVP is going to be won in the last 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, it's. I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those guys. I was also wondering about Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, T.J. Watt could win it, but the most valuable defensive player in the game is Aaron Donald.
No, Aaron Donald and the other guy, I'll tell you what, Dan, that and I I'd have a better argument for this if Miami won the game, but they didn't. But Xavien Howard is playing the position of cornerback the way Stephon Gilmore played it last year. And Gilmore won Defensive Player of the Year last year. Now, I am with you. I think one of the most amazing things about Aaron Donald is most of the time, he's an interior defensive lineman getting stuck in traffic, having a cluttered path to the quarterback at all times. Dan, in the last 45 games, he's got 45.5 sacks. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
But how many people have you covered, Pete, where I said he disrupts an entire offense? T.J. Watt, I have to account for him.
Yeah.
I mean, J.J. at his peak was great, but, you know, I go back to Lawrence Taylor.
I don't know. J.J. Watt, I'll tell you this, Dan. J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald are similarly disruptive. I'm not going to sit here and say Aaron Donald's better than J.J. Watt at his prime. I mean, in his prime, he had some of the greatest games a defensive player has ever had. So, and again, if Aaron Donald does it longer than J.J. Watt did, then I'll take my hat off to him. But think of this, Dan. This is the Defensive Player of the Year award is 50 years old this year. Okay. No one has ever won it more than three times. Lawrence Taylor won it three times. J.J. Watt won it three times. Aaron Donald, if he wins this year, that would be his third win. He'd be 29 years old after 7 years in the NFL. I think that, I mean, you know, if you go to Vegas and bet, what are the odds he's going to win a fourth one? Put me on the over-under side. I'll take more than three. Let's just say that.
We asked this last week. I think Paulie or McLovin brought it up, that if you could start your defense with any player in history. And I just said Lawrence Taylor was something I had never seen. I still haven't seen Lawrence Taylor, like somebody who can emulate what he does. You know, Mean Joe Green and Reggie White, and, you know, we can go down the list of Dion was wonderful. Lawrence Taylor, I saw fear. I saw fear on a football field when Lawrence Taylor was going in to sack Ken O'Brien in a preseason game. I truly saw fear. I would start with Lawrence Taylor. Who would be your pick?
I'll tell you, Lawrence Taylor, I would have a nod to Deacon Jones, but that was a different time, a different era. The head slap, all the other stuff you could do way back when. Dick Butkus as a middle linebacker had 18 sacks in a season. He was unbelievably good. But I think in today's game, I would take the interior disruptor.
Oh.
Okay. And because I think the interior disruptor is so much harder to find than anybody else, even though I agree with you. Hey, Dan, the great thing about Lawrence Taylor, in my opinion, is that when he was hurt, he would do things. I saw him play with a torn pectoral, which is impossible, with his arm wrapped up, you know, on his chest, like with a huge ace bandage. And I saw him batter the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome one night. This guy was just not normal. And I have great admiration for him. That's a tough question. I'd have to think about it, but I think I'd take the internal disruptor like an Aaron Donald.
Great stuff as always, Pete. The column is must read. It's Monday Morning Quarterback.
You did it again. But that's okay, Dan. I love you. And hey, Monday Morning Quarterback is where it all began.
That's true.
And I did it for 21 years, and it was the great time of my life. It still is. But Football Morning in America. And Dan, one last thing.
Yes.
I do want to tell you, please take 5 minutes today to read the section of my column about contact tracing. And how I believe, anyway, it's kind of saving the NFL season.
NBCSports.com, Football Morning in America. Thank you, Pete, as always.
Okay, all the best, Dan. Take care.
We'll take a break. We'll settle on a poll question play of the day up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's going to play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Slovis is going to throw for the end zone to Amon-Ra St. Brown, who catches it in the corner. It's a touchdown, USC. And the Trojans, with 16 seconds remaining in the game, have the lead again, 42 to 38. How do you do?
USC scores with 16 seconds left, beating the Bruins. USC 5-1 in their last six games against UCLA. In the last 2 years, Trojans have put up 95 points in beating the Bruins in both meetings. That's courtesy of Learfield, IMG College, USC, Washington, Friday night, Pac-12 championship. Play of the day brought to you by MasterClass, offering over 90 classes on a variety of topics, all taught by world-class masters at the top of their field. This holiday, buy an annual membership, get another annual membership for free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick. That's masterclass.com/Patrick. I was watching Arizona and Arizona State, and I kept watching, and Arizona State kept scoring and kept scoring and kept scoring. And I thought, I'm not turning it off. I want to see if they can put a 70 burger on Arizona. And they did. And then game ended, and I thought, I'm waiting for the bottom line scroll that Arizona has fired their head coach, Kevin Sumlin. And it took a day, and then all of a sudden I saw on the bottom line, Arizona has fired their head coach, Kevin Sumlin. 70 points. That's a rivalry game. 70. Michigan probably said, oh my God, that's embarrassing. Yes, Paul. Yes, Paul. We'll try it again. Yes, Paul.
coming through.
There you go.
Yeah, I think North Carolina ran for about 600 yards on Miami, 62-26.
Yep, that was impressive. And Miami was favored going into that game. And North Carolina, I had a scout say, North Carolina has as much talent on offense as any team in the country. And I thought, well, that's high praise. Quarterback's good, two good running backs there. And then you saw that against Miami, that there's a whole lot of talent there. Phone calls are always welcome. By the way, we were talking about Xavien Howard with the Dolphins, Peter King was, that he's played so well as a cornerback. And he mentioned, you know, Stephon Gilmore won the Defensive Player of the Year last year. He didn't allow a single touchdown pass all season long. Stephon Gilmore did not. Howard has allowed three, I believe, maybe four now after yesterday. He's got interceptions, but he is allowing touchdowns there. No, this is a two-man race, it feels like. It's, you know, either Aaron Donald or T.J. Watt. But with Pittsburgh getting roughed up a little bit as of late and the Rams are coming on, this is Aaron Donald's to lose. You got a poll question, McLovin, that we're going to go with?
Yeah, I put up, where will Carson Wentz be week one next year? And the Eagles is not the number one choice. Can you guess where it is?
The Colts.
Yeah, the Colts. Okay. And then the Patriots, a close third.
The Patriots. You sound surprised that I knew it was the Colts. I keep saying that would be the one team that would, you know, that Frank Reich would go, all right, let's bring in Carson Wentz. I can make him right again.
You got to make drama out of this.
Oh, okay.
Things,
my bad. My bad. Yeah, my bad. By the way, we were talking earlier about Charlie Brown and, you know, who's our favorite character from Charlie Brown Christmas. And, you know, Seton brought up a good point. When you look at some of these cartoons, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, everybody treated Rudolph pretty poorly. And Rudolph could have easily said, I'm taking my red nose and I'm leaving here. Yeah. How about that? How do you like me now? And Charlie Brown got picked on by everybody for the month. I mean, Peppermint Patty, what a diva. I mean, she's got some real issues. And Lucy, of course, has some issues as well. Yes, Todd.
But Santa was even vicious to Rudolph the Reindeer's father, basically saying, how could you guys give birth to some kind of imperfect reindeer? You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Are you quoting? Is that what he said?
I'm paraphrasing very little. He basically said, you should be ashamed of yourself. He was showing such good promise. How could you, you know, give birth to a reindeer with a weird red nose like that?
Yeah. So we look at these Christmas stories and, yeah, McLovin.
Charlie Brown's a bit of a victim, though. He feels sorry for himself a lot.
He also wears the same shirt every day, which is a mistake.
There's a Charlie Brown feel with Todd.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Can I get one of those shirts? I could like wear it.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. By the way, I got Christmas sweaters that we're going to be wearing, Todd, next week.
That's nice.
You and me.
Is that a hair shot about Charlie Brown? Thank you for the shot.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.